What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is History's Hidden Killers. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Michelle Duggar wrote a letter to a federal judge about her son, Josh. Josh had just been convicted on federal charges involving illegal material depicting minors. Material so severe that prosecutors described it as among the worst they'd ever encountered, involving very, very young people. And Michelle's letter called him tender-hearted. She described him as compassionate towards others. She wrote, he was a good provider for his family, working diligently and thinking of creative ways to support and take care of his wife and children. She asked the court to consider reuniting the family soon. The judge gave him 12 and a half years. This is the third episode in our series about families that stand behind the accused. And the Duggar case is fundamentally different from the two that came before, because the loyalty here is not just personal, it's institutional. The Duggar family's support for Josh is built on a theological framework that makes abandoning him not just emotionally difficult, but doctrinally unthinkable. The faith is the infrastructure. Everything else flows from it. And as we go through this, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Be sure to press subscribe. Josh Duggar was convicted in December of 21 on federal charges related to receiving and possessing CSAM, illegal material involving. Yeah. He was sentenced to 12 and a half years in federal prison. This was not the first time his conduct had surfaced. Back in 2015, it was revealed that years earlier, he had allegedly been involved in inappropriate contact with minors, including his own sisters. Now, TLC canceled the family show. The Duggars publicly stood by Josh then, and they stood by him again. The family's religious framework is key. Jim Bob
and Michelle
follow the teachings of the Institute and basic life principles. A batshit crazy... I'll be nicer about it. A system that emphasizes male headship, family loyalty as a covenant obligation, and the belief that God can restore anyone through repentance and faith. Within that system, abandoning a family member to secular judgment is a failure of faith. Forgiveness is not optional. It's doctrine. And the Duggars applied it with the same rigor they apply to every other aspect of their belief system or cult. After the conviction, the family's public statement centered on God, on prayer, and trust in a divine plan. This entire ordeal has been very grievous, they wrote. Our hearts and prayers are with anyone who has ever been harmed through CSAM. In the days ahead, we will do all we can to surround our daughter-in-law, Anna, and their children with love and support. As parents, we will never stop praying for Joshua and loving him, as we do all our children in each of life's circumstances.
You know, normalizing it, pulling it down. This is what people who can't deal with reality do. Something horrible over here. Well, it's part of the plan. It's part of this.
No, it's not. You normalizing it in that sentence says everything.
As we do with all of our children.
Oh, yeah. Well, either a lot of your other kids are doing some pretty horrible shit and you're normalizing it, or he's a one-off and you're refusing to accept it. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question because, well, crystal ball into the future has shown us that, well, there's another one. And he's been charged. And it does make you wonder if there's more. I'm not saying there is. I have no evidence to say that, so I am not saying that. But when you get two out of the system, it starts to become a pattern. The children harmed by Josh. That material that he had. They received that one line. In each of life's circumstances, we place our trust in God. Josh received the family's full apparatus of spiritual support and public advocacy. Jim Bob's behavior on the witness stand tells you how far the protective instinct reaches. At a pretrial hearing in November of 21, he was called to testify about Josh's earlier acknowledged conduct with kids. Conduct Jim Bob himself had reported to authorities years before, when forced to. On the stand, Jim Bob claimed he couldn't remember the details. Refused to answer questions directly. He called the prosecutor unprofessional. He called them unprofessional, and he's on the stand refusing to answer questions. The judge had to intervene and instruct him to respond. Jim Bob eventually acknowledged that Josh had come to him in 2002 and admitted to inappropriately touching girls in the family while they were sleeping. Oh, it just came back to you, Jim Bob, on the stand. Whoa, it's a miracle. It's a Festivus miracle. The judge later described him as apparently reluctant to testify against his son, a father with firsthand knowledge of a documented pattern, sat in a federal courtroom and fought to keep that pattern out of the record. Because, you know, that's what Jesus would do. That's not just parental love. That's a man protecting a system. Jim Bob attended the trial. He was there at sentencing. He was asked by a reporter afterward about his reaction to the testimony and said nothing of substance. Michelle did not attend in person. You know, too busy at home doing all the wifely things, taking care of all the kids that she has to keep sitting out. But her letter to the judge did the work. Anna Duggar, Josh's wife and mother of seven children, also wrote the judge. She described Josh as kind, loving, supportive, and caring. That Josh sees the best in people and is willing to walk alongside them to help make their dreams a reality. God. Haven't so many people in history done that sort of thing? Walk alongside them, make their dreams a reality. Hitler, the SS, he walked alongside them, made their dreams a reality, and asked the judge to reunite them as a family. Aww. The defense asked for 5 years. The prosecution asked for 20. The judge settled on 12 and a half, 151 months, of which continues to get longer because he can't seem to handle himself in prison either, not realizing, oh, rules apply here. They apply to you. You're not on the Duggar ranch anymore. The theological architecture of the Duggar family's response is what separates this case from every other episode. Ronnie and Cindy Watts defended Chris out of parental instinct. They could not override. The Peterson family defended Scott because they believe the evidence pointed to innocence. The Duggars defended Josh because their belief system requires it. The framework does not bend for the severity of the offense. If anything, the severity strengthens the obligation because the greater the sin, the greater the need for God's restoration and the greater the family's roles in facilitating that restoration. The evidence becomes secondary to the theology. The conviction becomes a test of faith rather than a verdict to be reckoned with. But Jim Bob's courtroom behavior was not just the father protecting his son. It was the patriarch of a public brand protecting the brand itself. The Duggar family's entire public identity, the television show, their political advocacy, their position as models of Christian family values was built on the premise that their system produced good outcomes. That the family structure they champion creates moral upright people. Well, Josh's conviction did not just threaten that. It didn't just threaten Josh. It threatened the premise. The eldest son of America's most visible fundamentalist Christian family is convicted of this? And the system that produced him and shielded him is implicated too. The faith became the shield. and the shield covered everything, including what was done to the children depicted in the material, which the family's public statements barely acknowledged. Not every Duggar stood behind Josh, and the fracture with the family is as important as the unity Jill Duggar Dillard and her husband Derek released their own statement after the conviction. They described the trial as something that felt more like a funeral than anything else. They attended independently, and they said they had sat through the evidence themselves. Jill had already distanced herself from her broader family years earlier and said publicly in 2020 that they were not on the best terms with some of my family. Derek had suggested the family has less control over their own lives than they realized while under the umbrella of the show and the family structure. After the verdict, Jill and Derek acknowledged the weight of what the evidence showed and expressed compassion for those harmed. They escaped. They chose accountability over unity. The family's religious framework demanded forgiveness and solidarity. Jill chose the evidence, and it cost her the family. Josh's appeal was denied. He is serving his sentence at a federal facility, and the Duggar family's public position has not moved an inch. Josh is loved. Josh is prayed for. Josh is supported. The harm caused by the material he possessed remains a footnote in the family's public statements, acknowledged in a single line and folded into the larger narrative of prayer, trust, and divine plan. The Duggar case is the one in the series where the family support system is least like love and most like infrastructure. It is organized around a worldview that cannot accommodate a world in which Josh is beyond redemption, because that world breaks the theology that holds everything else in their worlds together. When your faith teaches you that God can restore you, the alternative that your son is exactly what the federal evidence says he is, and no amount of prayer will change what he did, is not just painful, then the Duggar framework, it is impossible to accept. And impossible things do not get accepted. They get prayed over. They get absorbed into the pain. And the family moves forward together because the system demands it, even when the cost of that system is silence about the people who were harmed the most. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in and give us your thoughts. There's more to come in this series. Eric and Lyle Menendez and the extended family. That's coming up next. Be sure to press subscribe. We'll continue our conversation in the comments. Till then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.